It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Kennedy, we open the prayer line up with prayer, please.
Praise the Lord. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, O whither shall I go? Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up, Lord, with your peace, with your mercy, with your grace, and with your love. Lord, we come to you this evening with a bowed down head and an humble heart. We say thank you, O God, for your will and for your way. For, O God, without you, we would be nothing but like ships without a sail. But with you, O Heavenly Father, we know that all things are possible. A few of your handmaid servants have come together tonight to edify you, O God, to bring a word from on high, O God, to be able to expound on your word, because we all know that we stand in the need of a blessing. We stand in need of a breakthrough. But we didn't come this evening, O Heavenly Father, asking for anything. We came, O God, to say thank you for what you have already done. You have brought us up unto this 23rd day of July, O God. And for that we say thank you, for we know that it was none of us but all of you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that the woman of God who will bring bread this evening, oh God, Pastor Smith, that you would crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and allow her to be able to bring forth a rhema word, oh God. Allow that word that has been impregnated to come to term on tonight, oh God, where it won't just break down twofold or threefold, but it would break down on every side to represent every caller that is on the line tonight, as well as every ear that may listen on the radio lines, oh God. We love you, we edify you, and we adore you. And we stand in the need of grace and mercy. Because if it wasn't for your grace and your mercy, oh God, we wouldn't even have the opportunity to say, forgive us for the sins in which we have committed, oh God. For we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is nothing too big or too hard for you, O Heavenly Father. We stand in the need of a breakthrough, O God. We stand in the need of a healing, O God. We stand in the need of unity and love, O God. The kind of love that runs from heart to heart and from breath to breath. That agape love that we talk about all the time. But God, sometimes we feel like we're just on the right path and wonder one time or another where we've gone wrong. But the problem is, oh Heavenly Father, it's not you, it's us. And we are just too stout-hearted to understand that if we would just take the time, oh God, and to realize the life that you live, which was nothing but love, that then maybe we could just exemplify the love that you did when you gave your darling son Jesus and put him on the cross for us, oh God. They didn't take his life, oh God, but he loved us so that he gave his life. Now I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, oh God, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other help I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus. It is the Christ I do pray and for his sake. Amen, amen. And thank God.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number, the number we're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137. And that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. special prayer request can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California. That's 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension also meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The address is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's R-U-M-B-L-E, that's in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. Our next dates for in-person service are this upcoming Sunday, July 28th, as well as August 11th. I also have two special announcements. August 2nd, Full Gospel House of Prayer, we're having it shut in prayer. Please send your prayer request to the information listed before with the email address or written to our P.O. box. We are also on August 11th having a back-to-school backpack and supply giveaway. If you're in the area and you have a child in need, we hope to see you there on August 11th for a back-to-school backpack and supply giveaway. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I do, Pastor.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am.
This is Sherry. My son was found safe on Sunday.
Thank God, Sister Sherry. Yeah. Sister Sherry called with the emergency. Her son had walked off and she didn't know where he was located, so she called for prayer. Spirit of God prayed the prayer and they were able to locate her son without harm. So we thank God for Sister Sherry. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I do. Mm-hmm. This is Brother Ray. A couple weeks ago we prayed for my sister for her finances and for her to be touched by God. I can tell you what, God is moving over her life right now, her finances, her kids are being blessed as well. One of my nieces was looking for work. She's got a teacher. She's got her scholarship in teaching. She was able to not only be offered one job, but she got offered three jobs in one day. Then she had an issue with her housing. She got blessed with housing as well. My other niece got blessed in her finances. God is moving over my sister's life, and she's starting to see it, and she's starting to feel God's mercy and God's love. Praise God.
Amen. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yeah, this is Jerome. I have a testimony. They gave I have an interview tomorrow for a permanent bus driving position, and God is just moving.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Spirit tonight to breathe on this Word. And Father, we thank you that the supernatural breath of God breathing on this Word, the Spirit of the Lord will allow information. He will allow windfall. Father, many need a windfall tonight. And this word will be a windfall for those who have a need. And that the provision of God will come forth for them tonight. We thank you, God, for the seed of the word and the favors of God to cause a windfall to fall on your people tonight. Those that are ready for the supernatural. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verse 14, Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. Again, Genesis 22, verse 14, Matthew 17, 24 through 27. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is the word of encouragement for those that have need of God to open up doors of provision. It needs to be met. And we're going to see by the word of God that once you step out in obedience, you see God's hand move over your life and provisions and needs are met. And so many look for the thunder, we look for all kinds of things instead of the basic, just the simple basic that God gives, the simple instruction, the simple things he points in our lives. The simple things that we must do. And many times we overlook, we're looking for the great big thunder. But it's just the basic things, the instruction from God. Open up doors. It means steps of faith. It results in supernatural blessings. And this is for those that will not step out and just be obedient to the simple things which cause the hands of God to do what? To make provision. Obedience leads to what? Provision. It leads in a way where things are provided, needs are met. And this is a question tonight. Whatever standing before you, when you are in a place of simple obedience, provisions are made. Needs are brought forth. Things that place your life in awaiting is released. I'm talking about the basic thing that God asks us to do as his children. We're going to begin in Genesis 22, verse 14, please.
And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
This is Abraham. Abraham named the place the Lord provides. Even today people say, on the Lord's mountain he provides. And you know the story. It was something basic that Abraham obeyed God in. It was obedience that led him to receive the provision over his life. Abraham willingly yielded to obedience. And God provided a lamb. The lamb wasn't provided for Abraham until he had willingly came to a place to be obedient. And this is telling us tonight, things are blocked when we are not in obedience, thanks of God, to simple things. Many times we want the big business, we want the great house, we want the great whatever. But when we begin to obey him in the modest thing, the very simple thing, which it seems to be difficult for many people just to be obey him, just to be faithful to God, just to be consistent, just to do the simple things. It's so, the devil make it so difficult for people because he knows that there's a big picture out there for you. And when you stop procrastinating, when you just obeying the modest thing, the simple thing, that's what Abraham did, the modest thing. He just followed the instruction that God had given him, then tried to figure it out, just obey simple instruction. And what happened? The lamb was provided. This is tonight a word to encourage you that simple instruction, simple direction, open up great provisions for us. There's many receive a win. I've seen many receive a windfall from God. That's what the word is. It's a seed. It's a nugget. It's information. It's wisdom that God imparts into us. It's truth. And when you do the simple thing, just simple thing, blessings and favors from God. And many need a windfall in this hour. And you can't get a windfall until you do the simple basic thing. It's not difficult. Just obey. Simple. Simple thing. The modest thing. And what does it do? It open up windfalls. It open up what? The supernatural. Supernatural means the invisible things that's hidden. The things unusual to the eye, to your eyes. It means God giving a divine blessing over your life. It means it's hollow by God. It means it's unmeasurable. It means it's overboard. And that's what God's word does. When you obey the simple, just small, tiny steps. The tiny steps mean I move out in faith. I proceed in faith. I let go in faith over the simple things. And it's frustrating when you see that something so simple, God want to do something special for individuals, and they'll procrastinate. They'll go on and on and on and on. They'll go all around the valley instead of just going into that simple, basic thing. It's the key. Thanks to God, that very modest thing, that very simple thing, it points to your blessing. It points to provision. It opens doors. But there's so many stumbling over the basic, over the simple instruction of God. So what has happened? Things is held up. You don't get the windfall. You don't get the great supernatural. You don't receive the unmeasurable. But this word tonight is saying, I want to pay your bills. I want to give you the supernatural. I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I desire to provide for you. Matthew 17, 24 through 27, please.
And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then are the children free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee.
This is a word of encouragement. This is about a payment on the temple tax. And it's so simple, the instruction that God gave Peter. It seemed crazy. It seemed like out of touch. But Peter's simple, just the basic. He just, in simplicity, he just obeyed what God told him, what Jesus told him to do. The collector of the temple tax came to Peter and asked, Do your teacher, mean Jesus, pay temple tax? Asked the question. Peter answered, Of course. He pays taxes. And Jesus asked the question, Who pays the tax, the citizen or the foreigners? And Peter asked, the foreigners. Jesus answered, it was true. The citizen don't have to pay tax. We don't want to be an offense to these people. When you pay your bills, you're not an offense to your creditors. The world system looks at that, thanks to God. And we become a stumbling block. I'm talking to we that say that we're saved. We become a stumbling block. So we don't try to pay our bills. So this is what Jesus was saying. We don't want to be an offense to the people. He gave a word, very simple instruction. He said, go to the lake and drop a line. See, the word had already gone out to that particular fish, not to every fish in the lake. But that fish that had received the word from Jesus' mouth, that fish that was ordained to have a coin in it. Not everyone. All Peter had to do was take a pole, drop it into the water, and the fish was going to obey because the other fishes couldn't couldn't touch that pole. I'm talking about supernatural. They could not touch that pole because Jesus spoke a word. He said, pull out the first fish you hook. In the mouth, you'll find a coin enough for the temple taxes, for mine and for yours. Take and pay our taxes. Peter had to step out. Basic, simple, a pole, a line. Spirit of God moved through Jesus and spoke a word to the lake. That one fish had to come subject to the voice of the word. No other fish could attach itself to that line. That's the supernatural. But Peter could have sat back and tried to figure it out. He would have been stumbling when all he had to do was just step out, move, and follow the instruction, because everything has been sent out. The word has been sent out to the water, to the fish. The fish was obeying the word of God. All Peter had to do was move, step out, proceed, and go. And this is what this word is saying tonight. So many will not follow simple instruction. And what happened? It holds up supernatural blessing. It holds up your needs been met. It holds up, it's a block. It holds up provision, providing, supplying, things that God know you need, the necessities, the essentials. Tonight God is saying step out on the basis. When you step out on the basis, God makes provision. But it's those that don't step out on the basis. When you step out on the basis, on simple things, you receive the supernatural. We sing that in our last shedding. The Holy Spirit gave a word on some instruction that was going to happen and how it was going to happen. And all we had to do was come into agreement and step out. I obeyed the Lord. I did exactly what he told me to do. Because I knew behind all of it was what? Faith. That if I stepped out and if I followed his instruction, I was not going to lose. I was going to benefit. I was going to see provision made. But there was an act of faith. It means when you step out and you follow the simple instruction. And I remember when I was praying, Sister Penny would say, how that going to work? I said, I know it's going to work because I'm following the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Sister White believed. She said, I know it's going to work. God's going to do it. It means that God's going to do this thing. All I had to do was be obedient. All I had to do was step out. I obeyed the Lord. I did something that I didn't usually do because he told me to do it. It involved money, and I did it. And the Spirit of God said, it's going to happen just like this because of your obedience. I'm going to give you a supernatural miracle. Follow the basis. Follow the simple instruction. And I tell you tonight, when you follow the basis, when you follow the simple instruction, I don't care what demonic power, I don't care what kind of force from hell, I don't care what tried to come in, could nothing stop that one fish from attaching itself to that line. Why? Because the fish was subject to the word. Peter was in obedience. Bill got paid. The temple tax was paid. It was because something simple. He obeyed. It was the key. It unlocked provision. It supplied the need. I'm encouraging you tonight, saints of God. There are individuals that God want to do the supernatural. The supernatural. I've tried some things. I've done some things that God told me to do, like to invest in people to get business. By faith, I've written checks. I said, go and do this to help you. This is seed money. The individual wouldn't move over that. They start, and it just stopped. But I had did my part. I gave some seed money. And they could have a booming business right now because God blesses seed, thanks to God. They could have a prosperous business. That's all God wanted to do for them, to prosper them, to cause a bounty, a windfall, a overflow. He said, by faith, give this seed money for an opportunity to open up. But when you don't follow the basic, that's the key. It don't open the door. Opportunities are closed down. Provision are not met. Needs are not met. But because Peter followed instruction, it was the step of faith. Results was a supernatural blessing. Jesus provided the exact amount of the need at the precise time. I'm talking about time, precise. I'm talking about exact. He provided everything at the right time, the exact amount of money to pay the taxes. It was a step of faith. The result was what? Supernatural. Somebody needs the supernatural tonight. And just like the young lady, I don't know, I never met her before, had prayer for a car being vandalized, a lot of problems going on in the finance and a whole lot of things. Received the prayer. God moved, she said, that the next day. This is a matter of fact. I don't know her, never seen her, don't know where she lived. And Brother Ray gave her the prayer line number because, I'm talking about basis, because she received so quickly and God manifested himself so powerful, she received a windfall. Brother Ray, this lady contacted Brother Ray and blessed, gave the church an offering. Nobody told her to do that. It was some basis that the Holy Spirit spoke to her. She moved over something basic. She didn't have to do anything because I'm not that kind of a person. I don't request. I don't ask. I don't plead because if God build a building, if God says set up a foundation, Spirit of God is going to take care of that foundation. What am I saying? But there are so many that need the provision of God. They need God to supply. They need the essential things. That's a need. They need the necessity. But the basic needs, the basic thing that God is whispering, see, God comes in a whisper, tenderness, and simplicity. Everything Jesus did it in simplicity. He used these great swelling words. He didn't do all of that. He wanted everyone to comprehend his nugget. He wanted everyone to comprehend his treasure, his word. He wanted everyone to comprehend the seed. He wanted everyone to prosper. He wanted everyone to be blessed. He wanted the favors of God to be over everyone. He wanted a windfall to be over everybody's life. So he moved in what? Simplicity. Everything Jesus did, he did in simplicity. Nothing swelling, just simplicity. And this is the word tonight, pointing out that if you do the tiny thing, thing that's modest, thing that's very simple, You follow those simple instructions. The Spirit of God whisper in your ear, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. You come in submission in the authority of what he has encouraged you to do. What happens? Obedient to some simple, it provides saints of God. It takes you off a waiting list in life. I've seen so many people lose out on great manifestation, great healing, great deliverance, great doors open, great opportunity, because they refuse to follow simple instruction. It may look crazy to someone else. Just look what Spirit of God instructed through Jesus' mouth Peter to do. Get a hook, go to the water. First fish that get up that is hooked on that line, money gonna be in the mouth. There, it'll be like, huh? What? Are you sure? Peter didn't go through all of those complicated things to make things complicated. It was basic. He followed the instruction, a step of faith, and the result was what? A supernatural blessing. Someone need somebody need to be blessed. Someone need a supernatural manifestation, the invisible, that thing that's here, the unusual tonight. Given by God, divine, blessed, hallowed by God, unmeasurable, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Unmeasurable blessing tonight. And what the word is, you receive the word. The word is information, it's wisdom. It's truth. It's a treasure tonight. It's a seed of prosperity, blessings and favors, and a windfall, thanks to God. You won't have to pay for this. All you have to do is be obedient. Stop being hoodwinked. Send me this. Send me that. Just obey. You don't have to do all these things. This hype, this prosperity ministry. You don't have to do that. Obedience calls prosperity. It's a hype. It's a thief. It's stealing from you. When you obey God, you receive the blessing. He said in his word. I think it's in the book of Numbers. It is in the book of, no, it's in the book of Isaiah 119. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 119. If you're willing, Peter was willing to obey the instruction. He said, you shall eat the good of the land. That's not a hype. That's the word of God. That's a treasure. That's seed. That's prosperity. That's blessing. You don't have to pay for it. You just have to do it. That's favors. That's a windfall. I've seen miracles on that last fast. Miracles. I'm talking about miracles. Because of the spirit of willing to obey. And that's what God did for Abraham, saints of God, right here in the book of Genesis. Obedience lead to provision. God didn't provide the lamb until what? Abraham was willing to be obedient. The lamb didn't come out of the bush until Abraham what? Obeyed. God wants things to come out supernatural. He wants those hidden things to be disclosed to bless you tonight. But you have to step out in faith. And what happened? The supernatural is what? Invisible. Can't see it, can't touch it, can't handle it. It's faith. Things that Satan has hidden because of simple, basic obedience is hid. But the divine power of God spirit of the anointed one. The anointing comes from above. It's the wind of God. When you begin to walk in obedience in the basic things, that anointing from above blows, take over you. It's the breath of God. It moves, it leads, it guides. It makes provision. It supplies the need. Stop listening to the hype. It's a fraud. It's not of God. It's to bless some person who won't send you a dime. But the Spirit of God will go into those places because of your basic obedience. And he'll make provision, mean provide and supply. The Spirit of God will go in those essential needs that you have need of, the necessity. He will open up the door. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
I wanted a prayer to be sent out to my family. We lost a loved one over the weekend in Chicago. He was coming from the, my cousin was coming from the beach with two of his female friends, and there was a drive-by shooting. And he wasn't involved with the person. I guess the thing in Chicago is block to block. If they shoot and kill somebody, they're a big man. And so my cousin lost his life. He was 21. And so I want the peace of God to go to my family. And then also, Rosa has a friend. She's in jail, and she was the middle person for drug trafficking. She's going to be sentenced on September the 6th. She's been in jail for a whole year. So I just want the mercy of God to go to her, that sentence serve. She said she knows God. She sees him moving. But so many people say that when they're in jail. And so I want the mercy of God to go to her, and that when she gets out of jail, that she will continue to praise him. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
If yes, there is all any,
yes. Okay.
Yes,
what is your prayer request? Okay, what is your prayer request?
It's for my friend. She's going to be having surgery tonight. I don't know exactly what the surgery is, but if you could just pray for her.
Okay.
Thank
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Katie.
Okay.
Hi, Pastor.
How you doing, Katie?
Well, I'm going in to get an endoscopy and a colonoscopy on Thursday, and I was just praying, hoping that it all turns out that everything looks clear.
Okay, you're going for a procedure. Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Felicia Beavers, and I would like to ask for prayer for my son's girlfriend. The family just really needs a healing. It's just a lot going on. It's just really dysfunctional, and they need a healing.
Okay. Anyone else have
Thank
need
you.
Of prayer tonight? If there is
Pastor, I'd like to ask
yes.
the first one. I would like to add that the person who shot and killed my cousin, that justice be served, that he be caught. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go to the throne room, receive mercy and grace in the time that we all need it in this hour. We're in perilous time, and that's why we're going on this fast. For those things that's undercurrent, things that we don't even know that Satan's hands is on to try to develop against you, saints of God. It's time to obey the basic things of God as never before. Those simple things. We need to come into a place where we are yielding in a place of submission to the simple instruction of the Holy Ghost. He's a long-suffering God. He's kind. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. He always bless obedient. He blesses obedience. Why? Because of Jesus. He was blessed because he obeyed the will of his Father, even though he suffered, because he was an obedient servant. And the Word of God says, for this God was working you both to will and to do his good pleasure. He want to do some good pleasures, provide for you tonight. And all you have to do is simple obey God. Don't rely on the counsel of humans. God speaks something basic in your ear. You don't have to go to anyone to get any counsel in the Bible. It's just do what? Obey. Just obey. Just obey. And what God does, confound everything that will come against you. Obedience causes everything that will come against you to be tossed like a bad picnic table. Be tossed. I don't care what's trying to work against. Can't nothing. Absolutely nothing can stop your obedience. From provisions being made and doors being opened and the supernatural, the unmeasurable blessings of God, the Spirit of God going to a place in that seed of the Word caused everything to function the way God designed. That's what obedience does. It comes and confuses Satan's plans against your life. And believe me, he had plans against all of us. But the plans will not work when we walk in obedience. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, that the spirit of the word, which is a seed, it's a nugget, it's information, it's wisdom, it's truth, it's a treasure, it's from the word of God, that seed go forth and cause prosperity, blessings, and the favors of God. Somebody need a windfall tonight. And Father, I thank you for the spirit of the word that brings forth supernatural provision. It brings forth needs that only God, the essential things that that is a necessity that God provides. Father, I thank you tonight. This word is going forth to attach itself to those, oh Father, that's following the simple, basic instruction of the word. You say you hold no good thing from anyone that walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. If we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Father, I thank you. I don't care what the world says. This is what this word is saying in Matthew. The world looks on us. We become a stumbling block when we don't take care of our obligation. This is what Jesus was saying. We're not going to be a stumbling block. The bill will be paid, the taxes. That's what the Spirit of God does for those that's obedient. He does the supernatural. He manifests. He brings forth the invisible, those hidden things, the unusual things, the divine power of God. He hallowed me. He blesses overboard, unmeasurable. Somebody need unmeasurable blessing tonight. Someone need the supernatural tonight. Someone need provision by the Holy Ghost tonight that they can't provide for themselves. You did it for Abraham, you did it for Peter, you did it for Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand on the power of the working word of God. It's a nugget, it's information, it's a blessing, it's a treasure, it's truth tonight. We come against unbelief and fear tonight in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus cast it out, send it overboard. The Spirit of God, his word, cause it to be canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. Perfect love casts it out fear. In Jesus' name, your hand is over those that's in obedience tonight. The simple thing, the basic thing, not making excuses. Father, begin to blow on their situation tonight. Begin to disclose those things that's hidden tonight. the things that's invisible, oh God, that the Spirit of God disclose every hidden thing tonight and cause provision by the supernatural hands of God to provide for them tonight in Jesus' name, the necessity that they need tonight. Father, I thank you tonight that your Spirit go in tonight and do for them what they cannot do for themselves, that the provision come from the Holy Ghost, that the provision come from God. They need a ram to come out the bush tonight, that invisible ram tonight, because of the spirit of obedience. You must come out the thicket tonight in Jesus' name. You must present yourself tonight for the people of God that's obeying the basic needs in Jesus' name. And I thank you for doors to open, shackles to fall, that the Spirit of God do the supernatural, that the Spirit of God go into those places, oh God, and begin to unfold, begin to do the impossibility, begin to give them good measures, shaking down, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Begin to, my God, do the immeasurable for them. Begin to cause them to prosper with a windfall from God. They need a windfall. Come quickly, Holy Spirit, and blow in the wind the prosperity they need, the blessing they need, the doors of provision tonight, that they will no longer be a stumbling block before the world system, because the world system passed judgment on us when we are a stumbling block. But this night, Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to remove the stumbling blocks and cause provision to come by the hands of the Creator, that the Spirit of God, your creative power, cause them to come into a wealthy place tonight, that doors is opening. And I thank you, supernatural hands of God, to breathe on those places, oh God, and disclose every hidden thing tonight by faith. And Father, I thank you for it. Father, we bring the family before you, that the comforting Spirit of the Holy Ghost comfort the family that lost their loved one. That Father, you see this individual that took this person's life, that the Spirit of God apprehend. We thank you for it by faith, oh Father. And Father, we thank you for this person that's in jail. Not jailhouse salvation, but true salvation. John 6:44. The Spirit of God will draw this individual. They cannot draw themselves. They can't save themselves. They can't deliver themselves. Father, as you did Cornelius' house, that house was drawn by the Spirit of God to receive salvation. Go into that place, God. You are limited power. Draw this individual and save them, Father, by faith. And I thank you for it. This individual is going to surgery, God. That the Spirit of God, the healing virtues of Jesus, will move in that place where the surgeons are, oh Father. That the Spirit of God will come against error. That the Spirit of God will come against mistake. That the Spirit of God and his healing virtue will go into that room. That the Spirit of God will come against anything that will cause injury. Father, I thank you for the healing virtue of God. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost casting out infirmities tonight in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for healing to move in that room tonight. And that surgery will be successful. There will be no error tonight. That the Spirit of God overrule error tonight in Jesus' name. That I thank you for Katie, Father, that she's going into this procedure. That the Spirit of God overthrow everything that's negative. Father, you get into that place of the equipment. Move over the technician. Move over the film in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God blot out anything that will be harmful. The Spirit of God clean up anything that the devil wants to remain. That the Spirit of God move every trace of sickness and disease tonight. that the Spirit of God, his cleansing blood, will cleanse her body tonight, that her body is prepared for this procedure because of the cleansing blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that it shall be health to her navel, marrow to her bone. I lose Proverbs 3 and 5. Health to her navel, marrow to her bone. That the Spirit of God cleanse in every area now. That the film will pick up nothing negative. That everything will come out clean. And Father, I thank you by faith. You are the great physician. You are the healer. Father, I thank you for a healing this night by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Father, that this family needs healing. The Sister Felicia that placed before you, oh Father, her son's girlfriend family, that the virtues of Jesus will go into that room and all the infirmities in that house, God. Your words of himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. The house is sick. I lose Matthew 8:17. Take out the infirmities. Everything sick in that house, make well, make whole, Holy Spirit. If there's no salvation there, draw them tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God move against infirmity and sickness in that house. Sin is sickness. Disobedience is sickness. Move, Holy Spirit, and heal the infirmities in that house. And God, I'm going to praise you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blessings of the Lord going forth over the airway. That those, oh God, are moving in a process right now because they're stepping out. They're moving in a process to receive. The bills paid, provisions are made, needs are supplied. The essentials in their lives that's required, the necessity being met by the Holy Spirit tonight. I thank you for their supernatural manifestation tonight. I thank you for unusual blessings upon their lives tonight. I thank you for the immeasurable to be upon them tonight. I thank you for a windfall to fall in every direction of their life, that there's a drought, that the Spirit of God will bring down fresh rain tonight, that the Spirit of God will rain on every desolate place, every drought-stricken place, and cause the seed to produce tonight, that the Spirit of God will prosper their grounds in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will bring fruits tonight, lasting and not dried up in Jesus' name. I thank you for a bounty for them. I thank you for a horn of plenty for them. I thank you for the Spirit of prosperity by the blood of Jesus and the word of God to bless them, to give them favors tonight as they receive their windfall, their gusher, by faith, the supernatural. Move in every direction, Father, and stop the works of the evil one that's withholding their blessing because of their obedience. You said we're willing and obedient that we shall eat the good of the land. I thank you for them sitting down at the table you're preparing this night by faith. You said, I prepare you a table in the presence of your enemies. I thank you for that prepared table by God. Oh, come and sit and dine tonight because the Holy Ghost making provision for you. Dine with him. And I praise you for and I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Get prepared to dine. Spirit of God is preparing you a table in the presence of your enemy. Spirit of God is sending out to you tonight the supernatural. The Spirit of God is speaking to your life, the unmeasurable. The Spirit of God is speaking to your life, prosper life. Come forth in prosperity. Receive it by faith. Step out tonight. Do the basest thing. Receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. By faith, we stand and decree it. Joel 22:20, he said, if you decree a thing, he said, I shall establish it in the earth. Obedience causes it to be established by the power in the hands of the Holy Ghost. And we stand in faith to doubt not tonight and receive it as done in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. He love you with everlasting love. His love don't change. He's not like a water faucet on and off. He loves us continuously because he died that we receive the bounty in the name of Jesus. We decree it, that established to you by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
I got the antidote. He got the antidote. We got the antidote. Hey, Jesus, the antidote. Christ, blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight. And I got the antidote.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
I got the antidote. He got the antidote. We got the antidote. Hey, Jesus, the antidote. Christ, blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight. I got the antidote, bearing fruit like a cantaloupe. God give a vision, a telescope. I'ma go reach a whole lot of folks. I was in the world, now I'm out that boat. Scripture tucked in my heart, so I keep a quote. Like real rap, no fiction. No John the Vulture, Pope fiction. I made it cool to be a Christian. See, I made it cool to be a Christian. I'm swagging, I'm dripping, I'm saucing. Spectacular, my God, amazing. He doing the miraculous. Look where he brought me from. You see where he taking me? Hey, I got the antidote. Medicating these streets. I be meditating like a priest. Recipe like me Louise. Shepherd leading these sheep. I got a lot of work to do. I barely get time to sleep. Why be juggling 3 jobs at least? Like being a husband, I'm being a father. Can't forget about being an artist and reaching my specific target. It's a gift being light in the darkness. When I messed up, he loved me regardless. When I messed up, he loved me regardless. Hey. We all mess up.
Yeah.
I got the antidote.
I got it.
He got the antidote.
Yeah.
We got the antidote.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jesus, the antidote.
Yeah.
Christ, blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight.
Yeah.
And I got the antidote. I got the antidote. My cousin the plug, but ain't selling dope. I gave it all up, that should give you hope. Walk a thin line, call it tightrope. Ain't no word, it got up like a gyro. This zeal here for real. Determined to dispatch a diligence. I'm from the hood, face card good. So all my people go be feeling it. Misunderstood, you'll be all out. But don't let they keep you from the altar. I'm just trying to be the best me. With no time to kick it like Jet Li. I ain't preaching to the choir, I'm preaching to the street. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Gotta have a passion, wanna be like Jesus. I can't take the credit, this is not a visa. I am just a student, therefore he's a teacher. Always in the game, never in the bleachers. Got a lot of fans, even more cheerleaders. I can't take the credit, this is not a visa. Always in the game, never in the bleachers. Got a lot of fans, even more cheerleaders. Even more. I got the antidote. He got the antidote. We got the antidote. Hey, Jesus, the antidote. Christ, blind man don't need light. A blind man just needs sight. And I got the antidote.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it. I got it.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.